considering that, what are your goals moving forward with the promotion of this book for 2017? Like, in a perfect world, what would be, you know, the three or four things that you accomplish with this book this year?
My biggest accomplishment is to go out and do good things with it. I want to put that spirit back in the country, just like Donald Trump wants to put the spirit back in the country of hard work and dedication. And matter of fact, I was talking to some people down at Trump Tower, and I explained to them that, you know, I met him in Madison Square Garden, and I gave a speech, and he came over and said to me, if I could plug you into New York City, you'd light the city up with that speech. And then he won the presidency a few years later. And I'm thinking, Mr. Trump, President Trump, I would like to plug you in, I would like you to plug me into America so I can help you make America great again in some way. And I am going through an effort to try to get that message to him. One way or another, I'd just like to know, but that's my goal. I'm on a mission to try to get that message to Mr. President Donald Trump.
How do you think your book accomplishes that? Like, what do you think is the main message of your book to this country?
It's a story of a kid that was a loser. When I was in eighth grade, I was about to fall off the fence and become a disaster. And the sport of amateur wrestling turned that around very slowly. And the sport of amateur wrestling gave me an attitude as I can do anything. I just got to work for it. I love every day of my life. I'm excited every day of my life. I love my wife. I've been married to her for 42 years. I'm 67 years old, and I feel better than ever. I'm happy every day, but I don't sit down and pout. I don't sit down and say that I'm a victim. I go out there and try to do it. Never slow down. Always make a big effort and have fun doing it.